Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. Thanks so much for getting up, this Saturday morning. If you can tell, I'm still kind of like, I'm not sleepy by any means, but it's good to get up early on the weekends. Okay, so today's topic, Beach Ready, and I posed the question on Twitter or whether or not I was beach ready. And of course, yes, I'm actually, I feel like I'm beach ready. Crunches, got to get the crunches in. I don't do so much crunch. It's like an every now and then type of thing for me. So it's really something that I have to work on, but I try to keep my food intake I try to kind of make sure it's portionalized, make sure I kind of proportion everything so that I'm not eating so much, a little bit too much, where the tummy is kind of, the tummy, you can notice it in the tummy area. But it's definitely good to get the crunches in, I would suggest, and that's something that I'm going to work on. Here we are, it's May 14th, and we have Memorial Day weekend coming up, and I don't know how many of you plan on doing the Memorial Day weekend with the family or at the beach or wherever you plan on going for Memorial Day weekend, but I think it's definitely a great thing if you plan on doing that. So beach ready, getting beach ready. It's good to kind of, and falling in line with being beach ready, making sure you're wearing something that you're comfortable with, right? It can be anything. You can wear a ladies, you can wear your bikinis, you can wear your two pieces, your one pieces, three pieces, the wraparounds with the bathing suits. You can even do that too, with the one piece and two pieces. I like three pieces, two pieces, and one pieces. I'm not kind of lenient towards this, and this. It's all about, it's really about how comfortable you feel in it, and just making sure, right? My thing is just making sure you're not kind of, how many people eat at the beach? Every time I go to the beach, usually people are like having, barbecues or, having a little bit bite to eat, and of course they sell food at certain beaches and certain places that you go to. So I wouldn't say don't eat, but I know for some you might have it where you just don't want any, you want to make sure, I guess, that everything is where it should be. And so you might not be one to kind of want to eat. Okay, so being beach ready, yes, I feel like I'm beach ready. I feel like right now I can put on a bathing suit and go to any beach that I want and be confident and be proud of the way I look. So it's all about being confident and proud of the way you look. So being, beach ready. So let's talk a little bit more about the beach. So, and then we'll get into a few travel tips. Okay, so being beach ready, what is it, what else do you do other than just making sure you're eating the right foods from the right food groups? Yesterday I actually had the chance to go out to breakfast with my family. Well, my mom, she actually took me out there. How sweet is that? Mother's Day was last weekend, and I actually had the opportunity to do breakfast, some call it brunch, but breakfast. I did breakfast with my mom. She took me out, her and grandma. So me, three generations, right? Grandma, mom, and me, which is a beautiful thing. And, of course, it's always nice. It's nice to spend that quality time with those that are closest to you. And so it kind of took me by surprise. We had something to do prior to, and afterwards she's like, you know what, it kind of surprised me. So it was a good surprise. I was very happy about it. And when we went, the first thing I thought about is, okay, pancake sounds good, French toast, the works, everything, right? You just want everything. And then I'm like, you know what? So fruit was on the menu, fruit. So definitely had some fruit and some other stuff, but just making sure, especially times when you're surprised, like, hey, let's go here. Do you want to go here and eat? Hey, let's go there. Do you want to go there and eat? Making sure you're sticking to whatever it to whatever it is that you do, so that you're not slipping up. Okay, and like I said, Memorial Day weekend, it's nearing, and I know a lot of people. Even if you may not even be going to the beach, maybe you're having the beach, or you're not. You know, some individuals, I know we used to do like volleyball in the backyard and stuff like that. And, you know, that's pretty cool. So May 30th, Memorial Day. So just for those who's wondering, May 30th, it's Memorial Day. And hopefully it'll be toasty in your area, wherever you're at, nice and toasty, or some sunshine, so that you can enjoy the holiday. And usually you get the 3-day it's on a Monday, right? So usually you get Monday off, right? So Friday, you know, you clock out of work and you got Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, for those that are, you know, who have Monday off, and hopefully you do. So here's something that I'm actually pulling up online, according to WCPO9 on your site in Cincinnati. So WCPO in Cincinnati, just really quick, 11 historical locations for a Memorial Day trip. Let's see here. The Independence Hall, okay, and that's in Independence Hall. It's where our founding fathers met during the Second Continental Congress. So the Independence Hall. Okay, where else? Fort McHenry National Monument. It's a military base during times of trouble from the Civil War to World War I. Okay, and just so you know, Independence Hall, and this is good, Independence Hall, it's our founding fathers met during the Second Continental Congress and made George Washington Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army. Okay, so this is some good stuff, travel tips, because we might run out of time, quick show today, but if we don't get to travel tips today, hopefully we can get to travel tips in terms of how to pack, that type of stuff, on the next show, but this is good. Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site, and I do believe Atlanta, Georgia, I want to say I've been there, I'm not too sure. Visitors can see, and I may have been to a few of these places, I'm not sure, you know, as time goes by, you kind of have, that's why it's good to revisit those places, because you kind of, you know, sometimes, have I? So Martin Luther King Jr., one of the most inspirational, influential figures in American history, you can actually go there. It's in Atlanta, Georgia, the church where he got his start and learned the forces that shaped him into the icon he became at the Comprehensive Historic Site. Jefferson National Expansion Memorial. The Jefferson National Expansion Memorial is home to St. Louis. Gateway Arc symbolizes America's expansion westward across the Mississippi River. Liberty Memorial, heard of that, in Kansas City, Missouri, tribute to men and women who served in World War I, and it's been around since the 20s. Designated as this National World War I Museum and Memorial, upping its status to an official U.S. Memorial. It's 217-foot Egyptian Revival-style tower. That's pretty amazing. Mount Rushmore in Keystone, South Dakota. Random monuments, and I want to see that. I'm not too sure that I've seen that in South Dakota. Inspired Danish immigrant gut zone, Borglum. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, to carve massive bust of a random assortment of presidents into the South Dakota mountain. Okay. Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument, Custer's Last Stand, the Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument in Montana, okay, is a reminder of a time when the country was at war with the Native Americans. Hooven Week National Monument, Denver, Colorado. It's been around since 8,000 BC. Pueblos, castles, towers, petroglyphs left behind by these Native Americans can be seen there. Archaeological ruins left behind by the Pueblo Indians across the southwest. The Alamo, remember the Alamo, its mission is well known for its role in the Texas Revolution. A small band of Texans held out against a raid by the Mexican army. So these are some places you can opt to go to rather than the beach, perhaps, Memorial Day weekend. Texans held out, Muir Woods National Monument, and that's in Mill Valley, California. Popularity speaks to our country buff for its own gorgeous scenery and wilderness, and that I can't say. Beginning to appreciate the scenery here on the West Coast, it's quite beautiful, and that's great because a lot of times we travel outside. We can travel outside of the U.S., and we can really have an appreciation for international sceneries and monuments and this and that, but it's great to wherever you are, whether you're international or whether you're in the United States of America, to appreciate the scenery around you. Take some time. Memorial Day weekend is a great time to do it. I'm beach ready. Hopefully you're beach ready. And let's get some crunches in. I'm going to make time to get some crunches in. And hopefully you have a beautiful weekend. We're early, right? That's how we do it on Elise and Nicole Live. You have the whole weekend, the whole day to get your day started. Get yourself amped. Just have a beautiful weekend. I'm your host, Elise and Nicole. Check me out on Twitter. Love Elise and Nicole. Press that follow button and make sure you tell your family and friends about me. I can't think of anything else right now. It's a beautiful day. Enjoy. Talk to you soon.